When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because that actually is the essence of hip-hop, right? Hip-hop is really playing everything, but in a certain style and in a certain way. I just think he's so in touch with that. You know how it is. Whenever somebody's really good at something, you can take it for granted.
Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Accolades Conversation Series, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. Make sure to subscribe to our channel or hit the like button. This week, I'm talking to Shad, a Canadian rapper and broadcaster. He has released 7 full-length studio albums since 2005. 5 of his albums has been shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize, and he won a Juno Award for Rap Recording of the Year in 2011. In 2013, CBC Music named Shad the 2nd greatest Canadian rapper of all time. Shad hosted Q on CBC Radio 1 from 2015 to 2016. And he hosts the international Emmy and Peabody Award-winning documentary series Hip Hop Evolution on HBO Canada and Netflix. I spoke to Shad about fellow Canadian rapper Chaos, spelled with a lowercase k, intended to be less aggressive than the pseudonyms of other rappers whose names were all uppercase, such as KRS-One. It is an acronym for Knowledge of Self. Chaos Music incorporates a wide range of music genres, including rap, funk, rock, and reggae. The lyrics frequently focus on promoting a positive message, while at times expressing criticism of mainstream hip-hop culture's obsession with money, fame, and glorification of violence. A musician as well as producer, Chaos has written and produced nearly every part of his 4 albums. Chaos usually performs with live bands, which is traditionally uncommon in the hip-hop genre. He sometimes plays guitar and keyboard, both during live performances and in studio. If you are into my illustrations, this Accolade series started as the illustration book, which you can still get on our website, craterecords.be. This is what Shad had to say about Chaos. I got so much respect for the way you handled those hip-hop evolution documentaries as well.
Those were super fun.
Like, foreseen so many hip-hop documentaries in my life. That range and being on Netflix and the way it was is a perfect document for, you know, like, for people who don't know about hip hop to check as well. So it's
thank you. Yeah, I'm glad. We only thought we'd make the first season, like, about the origins, you know, but to get to make more was really cool. And I do think it has this place as like a overview. You know what I mean? Like you said, for people that love hip hop, but also for people that don't know hip hop, it's like, there's like an overview. There's obviously, we can't cover everything. We don't, you know, but like, you want to know a little bit about Houston? Like, this is the basics, right? Like, this is the basics. It was super fun.
And is it something that is going to be continued, or is it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's over. Like, Netflix hasn't asked for more. And I think if we were to pick it up again, we would need some time anyways. Like, the series ends around the mid-2000s, so you can't necessarily say too much about after that yet.
I think it's a hip-hop fan in me that just wants more, right? It's like, remember in the early 2000s, those beef documentaries? The first couple were very interesting, and then they started going into like really weird territory. But it was like, I kind of wanted to keep them on going, because it's like, you know, it's just interesting to check out, so it's a... But no, it was dope to see. So let's start. Like, the question that I normally ask is, you know, who do you want to give accolades to and why?
So I want to give accolades to Chaos, my fellow Canadian hip hop artist, and so, you know, I want to shout him out. I guess first and foremost, just the caliber of his music, because he's so good at what he does that I think people don't appreciate how difficult it is to do what he does. And what I mean specifically is fusing different genres with hip hop is something like 1,000 people fail at every day. You know what I mean? And we all know what that sounds like when people don't get it right. And it happens 99% of the time. You know, there's people failing at it right now, for sure, everywhere. But he does it so easily that, you know, in Canada especially, I think we actually just take it for granted, you know. Not just using, let's say, one genre with hip-hop. You know, there's some artists that really sort of focus on fusing punk and hip-hop or fusing folk and hip-hop. It's like he actually has done it all. He has songs that are folk and hip-hop. He has songs that are like post-disco and hip-hop. He has songs that are new wave and hip-hop. Like, he can do it all. And so I think what that requires is you actually have to be so rooted in hip-hop to do that well. Because that actually is the essence of hip-hop, right? Hip-hop is really playing everything, but in a certain style and in a certain way. I just think he's so in touch with that. You know how it is. Whenever somebody's really good at something, you can take it for granted. It's just, they just do it. Yeah, I can give some examples. So, you know, some of his biggest hit songs, Man I Used to Be, the easiest comparison would be Michael Jackson. It sounds very much like Thriller era Michael Jackson. And he delivers it with that same excitement that that music has, but also it's hip hop. It still feels like hip hop. Another one of his big hit songs was Crab Bucket, that I think is built on a Cure sample. And it has this sort of like strut to it, almost like sophistopop kind of sound, but it's also hip hop. Crucial is like sort of like a reggae influenced kind of punk also, like sort of feels like The Police, but it's also hip hop, you know? So, and they're great pop songs. And when they come on, you're like, yeah, this song is dope. And I think, because it sounds so intuitive and sounds so dope, you can not realize how hard it is to do that. Like, that is not easy. And in fact, I go as far as to say, I don't think anybody does it as well as he does. And that includes the greats. That includes the CeeLo Greens and, you know, all those people that have managed to kind of fuse hip hop with other things. And especially now, that's just what hip hop is. You know, it's melodic, it's singing, it's all this stuff, but it's still not, to me, he's still the best at it.
Is he in Canada like a household name?
In Canada, he would be a household name, like among music fans, because he has made huge hit songs. So I would say he's kind of in that realm. But I would say in Canada, within that realm of like, oh yeah, everybody knows his songs, it's like, I still don't think he gets his props. Again, in terms of like the degree of difficulty, I still don't think he gets. I mean, he's had some pretty big singles recently, but I think some of his biggest hits were sort of mid-2000s and early 2010s. So at a point in hip hop where pre-Kanye and like early Kanye, so, you know, still at a time where like there wasn't quite as much experimentation in hip hop. Obviously there was experimentation before, there was, you know, golden era, there's like an explosion of styles. But then I would say, you know, through the later 90s and stuff, hip hop started to be, in my view, almost like there was two categories. It was basically mainstream and underground type, you know, you could basically classify it like that. And to me, he really stood out in the landscape of that. Didn't defy the genre. It's very much hip hop, but just kind of collapsed the boundaries to me and brought in so many different influences. I don't think anybody during that time was bringing in that many influences. Like, there were artists like Gym Class Heroes, but that was very much like pop punk and hip hop. And they lived at that sort of spot, you know? But I can't think of anybody else. And the neo-soul movement that was very like soul and hip hop and jazz and hip hop. But to me, he stands out as someone that was like everything and hip hop during that time. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody else was really doing that.
And is there like a certain, like, because you name his hits, but what are the go-to songs? Specifically, check that one out.
Yeah, I would say you got to check out Man I Used to Be. I would say you have to check out, there's a song called Black Ice on Hymns for Disco. I'm kind of jumping through the years through his catalog, so you kind of like get a little sample. And then I would say, and this isn't just to plug me, but there's a song that I'm on of his called Boys to Men. And the reason why I say you should check that one out is because Man I Used to Be is the one I said is like Thriller era Michael Jackson as well as hip hop. And then Black Ice is like disco and hip hop. And then Boyz II Men, which I think he produced, is like a hard RZA beat, basically. So you get a sense of like, this guy really is hip hop and he understands how it's supposed to feel, you know?
What is the current state of hip hop in Canada like right now? Is it, you know, like in a good place or how do you see that?
Yeah, I think hip hop in Canada is the best it's ever been in the sense that there's just more artists doing different things. Mm-hmm. I think for a long time, hip hop in Canada struggled because there was just few avenues for the music. Like the industry here just never really believed in it. And so few artists got a chance to break out and be heard. But now the industry just doesn't hold as much power. Like there's just the internet and there's all these avenues, right? So because of that, there's just new artists popping up all the time that are dope and that are doing different things. And so I think it's better than ever.
It's not like the logic thing that you would think like everybody wants to be a Drake wannabe or whatever. Like it's not that.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of that, but there's a lot of that, but there's also just like a big range. Like there's artists like Havaya Mighty and Toby and like a whole sort of movement of Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Like there's really dope indigenous hip hop. There's really dope movement of like soulful conscious hip hop as well. And then of course there's all the people emulating Drake. And then there's people on some other waves that Drake is emulating actually, you know? I think it's better than it's ever been just because those barriers to getting heard aren't there anymore. And, you know, I also think part of it, in credit to Drake, artists that are coming up now, they also don't see a ceiling for themselves like they used to. I think they're like, yo, let's go take over the world. That's been a positive thing too. People are like just taking it to the fullest extent.
As being a hip hop fan as well, I see you at all those interviews with all those huge guys that you talk to. I don't know if it's an easy question to answer. But was there somebody that you're like, oh shit, I really look forward to talking to him? And the second part of the question could be, is there somebody that surprised you?
The director always says that the only interview where I was nervous, and I would agree with this, was Q-Tip. And it was because I was surprised at how I felt in front of him. I prepared, obviously, for every interview, and I prepare for that one. But suddenly, when I was in front of him, I was like, wow, I actually owe this guy. It was this feeling of like, not just I'm a fan, but like, I owe this guy a lot. This guy, along with others, started the thing that I'm a part of, you know what I mean? And so that my whole career and the best experiences of my life are because he started something. And I wasn't prepared for that feeling. But there were so many, you know, because KRS-One is another one that when I think of a rapper in the dictionary, it's like, just put his picture. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's basically KRS-One. If I had to explain it to somebody in one word, what a rapper is, it's just KRS-One, basically. You know, him in an interview is more entertaining than 90% of rappers. Like, he's that charismatic.
I'm making a reference to the Beef documentaries. I remember, like, him explaining, if I think of those documentaries, I think of him explaining that beef that they had with Marley Marl and
yeah.
You know, so that's the thing that my mind immediately goes to as well. So I can see that. And were there any surprises that you were like, oh, holy shit, that was kind of insane or whatever? Or
there were so many, almost too many to remember. I'll say this, like, the coolest thing for me was seeing how much of a fan of other artists these artists are. So Busta Rhymes, for example, he talked to us for like 3 hours. Anybody you brought up, he would just go on a diatribe about how amazing they are. And he told us at one point that when he was coming up, he would buy 4 of every release that came out.
Holy
every
shit.
Release that came out, he'd buy 4 copies of the cassette. He said he'd have 1 for his car, 1 for his house, 1 for his collection, and 1 to give away. And so, like, that's how much of a fan he is. So, you know, that was cool. Or, like, Exhibit was another one that I think, especially because his career has gone into, like, television and film and everything like that, it's, like, the chance to talk about hip-hop, that's where he began. That's what he's, you know. So he was amazing. Snoop. same way, like Snoop was just giving props to like everybody, and you could tell he was just like a fan again and just loved to talk about hip hop. So those are some surprises that like stood out for me and that I definitely took away with me. There were so many that were like that. CeeLo was like that too. He just wanted to talk about hip hop.
Cool, man. And so, but you're not working on any television or stuff like that anymore?
No, not right now. Well, there's different projects, but nothing in hip hop that I'm working on right now. Yeah, there's a couple things I've been like brought in to consult on, some like docs about like Canadian history, Black Canadian history, and things like that. But nothing on the hip hop tip for right now. I think we'd all like to make more hip hop evolution at some point. Like, if we got the chance, like I was saying, with a little bit more distance, because our show ended around the mid 2000s. It's like, with a bit of time, it'd be fun to pick it up again and say, okay, let's talk about maybe, the Drakes and the J. Coles and, but those artists are still going.
I want to thank Shad once again for this conversation. Next week, I'm going to be talking to Zach from Crack Cloud about his love for Gene Clark. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.